This is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 31, verses 1 through 8 and 23 and 24. I take refuge in you, Lord. Please never let me be put to shame. Rescue me by your righteousness. Listen closely to me. Deliver me quickly. Be a rock that protects me. Be a strong fortress that saves me. You are definitely my rock and my fortress. Guide me and lead me for the sake of your good name. Get me out of this net that's been set for me, because you are my protective fortress. I entrust my spirit into your hands. You, Lord, God of faithfulness, you have saved me. I hate those who embrace what is completely worthless. I myself trust the Lord. I rejoice and celebrate in your faithful love, because you saw my suffering. You were intimately acquainted with my deep distress. You didn't hand me over to the enemy, but set my feet in wide open spaces. All you who are faithful love the Lord. The Lord protects those who are loyal, but he pays back the proud to the fullest degree. All you who wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Exodus 4, verses 10 through 17. But Moses said to the Lord, "My Lord, I've never been able to speak well, not yesterday, not the day before, and certainly not now, since you've been talking to your servant. I have a slow mouth and a thick tongue." Then the Lord said to him, "Who gives people the ability to speak? Who's responsible for making them unable to speak or hard of hearing, sighted or blind? Isn't it I, the Lord? Now go, I'll help you speak, and I'll teach you what you should say." But Moses said, "Please, my Lord, just send someone else." Then the Lord got angry at Moses and said, "What about your brother Aaron the Levite? I know he can speak very well. He's on his way out to meet you now, and he's looking forward to seeing you. Speak to him and tell him what he's supposed to say. I'll help both of you speak, and I'll teach both of you what to do. Aaron will speak for you to the people. He'll be a spokesperson for you, and you will be like God for him. Take this shepherd's rod with you too, so that you can do the signs." Today's New Testament reading comes from 1 Corinthians 14, verses 1 through 19. "Pursue love and use your ambition to try to get spiritual gifts, but especially so that you might prophesy. This is because those who speak in a tongue don't speak to people, but to God. No one understands it. They speak mysteries by the Spirit. Those who prophesy speak to people, building them up and giving them encouragement and comfort. People who speak in a tongue build up themselves. Those who prophesy build up the church. I wish that all of you spoke in tongues, but I'd rather you could prophesy. Those who prophesy are more important than those who speak in tongues, unless they are able to interpret them so that the church might be built up. After all, brothers and sisters, if I come to you speaking in tongues, how will I help you unless I speak to you with a revelation, some knowledge, a prophecy, or a teaching? Likewise, things that aren't alive, like a harp or a lyre, can make a sound, but if there aren't different notes in the sounds they make, how will the tune from the harp or the lyre be recognized? And if a trumpet call is unrecognizable, then who will prepare for battle? It's the same way with you. If you don't use language that is easy to understand when you speak in a tongue, then how will anyone understand what is said? It will be as if you are speaking into the air. There are probably many language families in the world, and none of them are without meaning. So if I don't know the meaning of the language, then I will be like a foreigner to those who speak it, and they will be like foreigners to me. The same holds true for you. Since you are ambitious for spiritual gifts, use your ambition to try to work toward being the best at building up the church. Therefore, those who speak in a tongue should pray to be able to interpret. If I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind isn't productive. And what should I do? I'll pray in the spirit, but I'll pray with my mind too. I'll sing a song in the spirit, but I'll sing the psalm in my mind too. After all, if you praise God in the Spirit, how will the people who aren't trained in the language say amen to your thanksgiving when they don't know what you are saying? You may offer a beautiful prayer of thanksgiving, but the other person is not being built up. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you, but in the church I'd rather speak 5 words in my right mind than speak thousands of words in a tongue so that I can teach others. Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 30 through 41. From there, Jesus and his followers went through Galilee, but he didn't want anyone to know it. This was because he was teaching his disciples, "The human one will be delivered into human hands. They will kill him. 3 days later, after he is killed, he will rise up." But they didn't understand this kind of talk, and they were afraid to ask him. They entered Capernaum. When they had come into a house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about during the journey?" They didn't respond, since on the way they had been debating with each other about who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be least of all and the servant of all." Jesus reached for a little child, placed him among the 12, and embraced him. Then he said, "Whoever welcomes one of these children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me isn't actually welcoming me, but rather the one who sent me." John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone throwing demons out in your name, and we tried to stop him because he wasn't following us." Jesus replied, "Don't stop him. No one who does powerful acts in my name can quickly turn around and curse me. Whoever isn't against us is for us. I assure you that whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will certainly be rewarded."
At this table, everyone is welcome. At this table, everyone is seen. At this table, everybody matters. No one falls between. At this table, you can say whatever. At this table, you can speak your mind. At this table, everything's forgiven. There's enough for everyone. So come as you are. Remember the door is always open. Yes, come as you are. The perfect gift that you can bring is your heart. So come, come as you are. At this table, there will be no judgment. At this table, mercy has a seat. At this table, we're all sons and daughters. There's no place I'd rather be. As you are, remember that the door is always open. Yes, come as you are. The perfect gift that you can bring is your heart. Thank you. at this table, everyone is welcome. At this table, everybody cares. At this table, everybody matters. So come pull up a chair.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this Lenten season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today, and to be great co-partners with your Spirit, wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace, and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words, which were some of the opening words that opened our time together from Psalm 31. All you who are faithful, love the Lord. The Lord protects those who are loyal, but he pays the proud back to the fullest degree. All you who wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow.
New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com.
Today's song was At This Table, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips.
All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.